I was having a conversation with someone at the Rotary luncheon this week over at Black Rock Tavern. A very good guy, let's see, I don't want to use his real name here, do I? Ike May, Addo May, and we were talking about food we didn't really like and how sometimes people try to make food like that taste better. And I mentioned that because I don't like venison, I don't hunt. It's not that I've never eaten it, I've just never enjoyed it. And Ike May agreed, except he said there was one time when he had venison that his friend cooked with sausage, and it was delicious. Didn't taste like venison at all. And then we talked about steak and kidney pie. Now, every time I've had it, there's an unpleasant bouquet of, pee-pee to it. And another guy, Orge Gay Eborn Say, was sitting there. And he was at the table, and he pointed out that the reason that kidneys often taste like that is that they haven't been properly prepared and soaked before they're cut up and added to the pie. And my thought was that if properly preparing them means that when you're done, they taste like steak instead of pea, then just use steak. Now, somehow, this got me thinking about church. I mean, the idea of cooking venison with sausage in order to make it edible to people who don't like venison, or preparing kidneys properly so that they don't overpower the flavor of the steak. Be grateful that your mind isn't wired like mine. There are churches, I would say, that think about themselves as venison cooked with sausage. That is, that there are faithful people of God who, because of their many fine qualities, their excellent moral character, and their good taste, are able to absorb members who don't have those traits. These churches might even convince their venison to be grateful that after long years in church that they taste like sausage, even though they're really venison still. Or maybe they think of themselves as steak and kidney pie. That is, that if the church is given enough opportunity to prepare those who come into it from outside, the kidneys, then they won't have that pee-pee taste any longer, and they'll blend in nicely with the delicious steak that was already there. In either case, the idea is that the world will get a taste of something good, and the part of the dish that really wasn't that good won't be evident to the world. Which says something about how churches view people. Some churches have the idea that there are good people who are palatable to the world and others who aren't, who at best we can hope to cover up. Now that's fine if you're one of the flavorful ones, but it must feel pretty lousy to realize that you're the one who has to blend in or get soaked in scripture and teachings until you don't taste funny anymore. Now I don't see it that way. The way I see it, every part of the church is beloved by God through Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ doesn't have it in mind that some of us are here to cover up the taste of others or to do away with their flavor entirely and make them not entirely like us, but at least unnoticeable in the same bite. Nearly every time I eat at Patty's, I order the Chicken Cutlet Club sandwich with onion rings instead of French fries. And it's really good. A hot, breaded, fried chicken cutlet, layered with lettuce, tomato, bacon, and mayonnaise, with toasted bread and pickles on the side, and fresh onion rings surrounding that whole delicious pile of goodness. And she has some fantastic items on the menu. I've tried other things, but I love that Chicken Cutlet Club. I'm saying to you that a good, godly church in the way of Jesus Christ is like a Patty's Chicken Cutlet Club sandwich. There is nothing extraneous in that sandwich. There is nothing covered up or concealed or cut out. Now, maybe the chicken cutlet or the bacon get your attention first, but without that cool, crisp lettuce and that ripe tomato, they wouldn't shine as brightly. And without the mayonnaise, it doesn't even bear thinking about. Even the toast. People think it's just a nothing, an inoffensive engineering decision to make it so you can pick up all the good stuff. But toast tastes good on its own. and it adds to the flavor of the other ingredients. And the pickles, I put them straight onto the sandwich, not just as a garnish, because I like a touch of sour. Every church has a little pickle to it, doesn't it? It brings out the other flavors. Everything on that plate is good, delicious, and identifiable in its own right. And everything on that plate, onion rings off to the side included, tastes better because they're all together. St. Paul wrote to the Christians in Ephesus, "But now in Christ, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ, for he is our peace. In his flesh he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall," that is, the hostility between us. He's talking about people who were close to God through covenant, the Jews, and people who were distant from God, the Gentiles. A lot of people in the early church thought that when new converts were brought into the church that they needed to be made like the Jews. Sausage and venison, in other words. A lot of other folk thought over the centuries that you're not really a Christian until you've had the sin soaked out of you or filleted away, steak and kidney pie. I'm telling you that you're all good and necessary to what God is doing through the church. And however subtly, you are making a difference to what it is that we are doing here together. You are important. And if you weren't here, you would be missed, as surely as I would miss the lettuce or the pickles on that delicious sandwich. And the world is a better place because all of us are gathered here in Jesus Christ. All of us. St. Paul wrote later in that same letter, "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." The goodness that we constitute together as the church is for God, but when we are gathered together before God, we are also gathered together for the world. And we show others what we ourselves have realized. All of us are valuable. All of us have a place within what God is doing. All of us have been taken, unique beings that we are, and made into something new together for the sake of the gospel. Even as our precious God-given character is preserved in the presentation, God might wash a little of the grit off the lettuce or add a little breading to the cutlet, but our flavor and character doesn't need to be covered up, just brushed off and assembled. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, "Well, which ingredient am I?" Or, "I wonder which one the priest is." And I can't tell you which you are, but as I was thinking about it, I began to suspect that I'm the toothpick that God put into the sandwich to hold it together. Amen.